Motor Talk with David Berthon. Trying to sell your car? You should list it on oscar.com.au. It's free.
Driving Mazda CX-30 SUV today, a small-medium SUV that fits between the small CX-3 and larger CX-5. The CX-30 arrived earlier this year in 13 automatic-only models with a choice of 2-litre and 2.5-litre engines in either front or all-wheel drive. I tested the mid-spec 2-litre G20 Touring front-wheel drive at $34,990, not inexpensive, but nicely equipped for the money. The Mazda CX-30 answering the lack of boot space in the CX-3, and it really lifts the bar in small SUVs. Having said that, like the current Mazda 3 hatch, it very much depends on engine choice, the 2-litre engine lacking some low-down punch, and for my money, the dearer 2.5-litre models offer a much better blend of performance. Spend another $1,500 and you won't be disappointed. Economy-wise, I averaged 8.4 litres per 100 in mostly city driving, and importantly, it happily runs on 91 RON petrol. An outstanding chassis for handling and ride, it feels nimble on road, while the electric power steering is amongst the best I've driven, the styling very much a winner, an excellent SUV for a small family, with a local 5-star crash safety rating that gave it 99% in adult occupation protection. Child seat fixings well covered too, with 3 top tether anchors or 2 ISOFIX points. Backed by a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty, I'm David Berthon.